And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Experience Hockey Talk. My name is Mike Lindbaum, and we are brought to you by the Till Kilt in Frederick, Maryland. The Till Kilt Pub and Eatery, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tilda Kilt girls. For more on Tilda Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And today is June 13th, and we're going to do a quick recap of Game 5, and then we're going to go over Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals between the San Jose Sharks and Pittsburgh Penguins. And starting with Game 5, the lineups for the Sharks was Jonas Donskoy with Joe Thornton and Joe Pavelski, Patrick Marleau with Logan Couture and Melker Karlsson, Matt Nieto with Chris Tierney and Joel Ward, Dana Zubrus with Nick Spaulding and Tommy Wingles. Defensive pairings were Marco Dvorak Vlasic with Justin Braun, Paul Martin with Brent Burns, Brendan Dillon with Roman Pulak, and Brenton Jones in the net. For the Pittsburgh Penguins, you had Connor Sheary with Sidney Crosby and Patrick Hornquist, Chris Kunitz with Evgeny Malkiniv and Brian Rust, Carl Hagel with Nick Bonino and Phil Kessel, Tom Kuhn-Hackle with Matt Cullen and Eric Fair. Defense pairings were Brian Dumoulin with Chris Letang, Ole Amato with Ben Lovejoy, Ian Cole with Justin Schultz, and Matt Murray in the net. And going into the first period at 1:04, Brent Burns scored his 7th of the playoffs from Melker Karlsson and Logan Couture. Then at 2:53, Logan Couture scored his 9th of the playoffs from Justin Braun. Then Dana Zubrus would be called for delay of game at 4:21, which on that power play at 4:44, Evgeny Malkin would score his 6th of the playoffs from Phil Kessel and Chris Letang. Then at 5:06, Carl Hagelin would score his 6th of the playoffs from Nick Bonino. And then Brent Burns would be called for high stick in 8:18. And then at 14:47, Melker Karlsson would score his 5th of the playoffs from Logan Couture and Brendan Dillon. At the end of the first period, it would be 3-2 San Jose. Shots were 15-7 in favor of the Penguins. Faceoffs were 15-10 in favor of the Penguins. Hits were tied 13 apiece. The Sharks did not have a power play, and the Penguins were 1-2. Then in the second period, the Pittsburgh bench was served by Phil Kessel for too many men on the ice at 5:58. Then Melker Karlsson would be called for slashing at 10:30. It would still be 3-2 after two periods for the San Jose Sharks. Shots were 32-15 in favor of Pittsburgh. Faceoffs were 24-23 in favor of Pittsburgh. Hits were 23 apiece. And power play 0-for-1 for the Sharks and 1-for-3 for the Penguins. Then in the third period, Carl Hagelin would be called for hooking at 14:04. And then at 18:40, Joe Pavelski would score the empty net goal, his 14th of the playoffs from Joe Thornton. And then Sidney Crosby and Mark Edward Vlasic would both be called for roughing in 19:56. San Jose would go on to win Game 5, 4-2. Shots were 46-22 in favor of Pittsburgh. Faceoffs were 34 for Pittsburgh and 36 for San Jose. Hits were 32-30 in favor of Pittsburgh. Power play was 0-for-2 for the Sharks and 1-for-3 for the Penguins. So the Sharks forced a Game 6 and lived to see another day, which was last night, which was Game 6. For the Pittsburgh Penguins, their starting lineup did not change at all from Game 5. So it was Sheary with Crosby and Hornquist, Kunitz with Malkin and Rust, Hagelin with Bonino and Kessel, Kuhn-Hackle with Cullen and Fair, Dumoulin with Letang, Matta with Lovejoy, Cole with Schultz, and Murray in net. And same went for the Sharks. So you had Donskoy with Thornton and Pavelski, Marleau with Couture and Karlsson, Nieto with Tierney and Ward, Zubrus with Spaulding and Wingles, Vlasic with Braun, Martin with Burns, Dillon with Pulak, and Martin Jones in the net. Going into the first period, Dina Zubrus would be called for tripping at 7:50, which on that power play at 8:16, Brian Dumoulin would score his 2nd of the playoffs from Justin Schultz and Chris Kunitz. At the end of the first period, Pittsburgh would be up 1-0. Shots were 9-4 in favor of the Penguins. Faceoffs were 9-6 in favor of the Penguins. Hits were 18-12 in favor of the Sharks. And on the power play, the Pens were 1-for-1, and the Sharks did not have one at all. For the Sharks analysis, the San Jose Sharks need to seize their opportunities. Too many chances they had, and they didn't shoot the puck, or had the chance they were defused by the Penguins' defense because they held on too long. The Sharks had good possession in the pen zone, but again, need to get the shots on net. As for the Penguins' analysis, the Pittsburgh Penguins once again outshot the Sharks and blocked a majority of the Sharks' shot attempts. A quick power play gave the Pens the 1-0 lead. What the Sharks need to do is the Sharks need to get more shots on net and continue the grind and create chaos in the Penguin zone and see if they can draw any power plays for themselves. As for the Penguins need to continue their sustained defensive pressure. Then, going into the second period at 6:27, Loki Couture would score his 10th of the playoffs from Melker Carlson and Brent Burns. But then at 7:46, Chris Letang would score his 3rd of the playoffs from Sidney Crosby and Connor Sheary. Pittsburgh would be up 2-1 going into the second intermission. Shots were 20-17 in favor of the Penguins. Faceoffs were 24-13 in favor of the Penguins. Hits were 36-22 in favor of the Sharks. And on the power play, Pittsburgh was still 1-for-1, and the Sharks still did not have one at all. The Sharks played a much better period and really set the tone on how they want to play this game. A good goal to get back into this game, but giving up another goal 79 seconds later does not bode well for what was a solid period for the Sharks. As for the Penguins played an okay period. They got some questionable calls, mostly in icing, go their way. The Pens have had some good opportunities, but could not capitalize. What the Sharks need to do is continue to push the pressure in the Pen zone and generate more scoring chances. What the Penguins need to do is persevere through this period. The Sharks will be pushing in hard. The Pens need to grind it out to win the game. And then in the third period, Connor Sheary would be called for hooking at 5:26. Then Brent Burns would be called for slashing at 11:02. And then at 18:58, Patrick Hornquist would score his 9th of the playoffs with the empty net goal from Sidney Crosby. And then Eric Frey would be called for high stick at 19:50. The Pittsburgh Penguins would go on to win Game 6, 3-1, and become the Stanley Cup champions for 2016. Shots for 27-19 in favor of the Penguins, one that featured the Sharks only having 2 shots on goal. Faceoffs were 34-18 in favor of the Penguins. Hits were 43-26 in favor of the Sharks. And on the power play, the Penguins were 1-for-2 and the Sharks were 0-for-1. Before we go on congratulating the Pittsburgh Penguins, we got to talk about the San Jose Sharks. I was extremely disappointed with how they played that third period. As I mentioned, they only got 2 shots on goal in the third period. You're playing for your life. You're playing to play another game for the Stanley Cup. And you put up 2 freaking shots on goal in the third period when you needed to get a goal. There was too much passing. There was too much holding on for too long. You know, the Sharks shot themselves in the foot. And, you know, if you're a Sharks fan and you're in that arena, you should be yelling. You should have been yelling at them to shoot the freaking puck. I mean, yeah, it was great to see you guys make the mock cheers when the referees finally called icing when they should have called icing several other times against the Penguins. That was very comical with how that happened last night. But if you're a Sharks fan, you're very proud for the season that the Sharks had, making it to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time in their history. But then you're also disappointed with how they played this game. Because I wanted the Sharks to win this series. I wanted the Sharks to get their first Stanley Cup, and I feel let down by them because they held onto the puck too long. They kept freaking, you know, they had opportunities and they would keep passing the puck away, you know, and they held on to it too long to where the Pittsburgh defense was able to just take it off their stick. So, again, the San Jose Sharks, hell of a season. They deserve to be in the finals, finally. And it's a tip of the hat to them to finally make it that far. But that third period, man, it killed you. Now, in retrospect, looking at the Pittsburgh Penguins, and of course everyone who knows how much of a Caps fan I am knows how much this pains me to say it. It'll pain everyone to hear me say it as well. But the Penguins earned it. They earned it. They played hard. You know, you could see the tide turning for them, especially in the series against the Washington Capitals in the second round. And, you know, they just played that same way from when the second round on. They did it to frustrate an offensively gifted Caps team. They did it to frustrate a fast, talented Tampa Bay Lightning team. And then they did it again to the San Jose Sharks. So, again, my hat's off to the Pittsburgh Penguins, new Stanley Cup champions. I don't agree with Sidney Crosby getting the Conn Smythe. I feel certain other players on that team deserved it. Matt Murray, not so much, because when you don't face that many shots, it's hard for you to win a Conn Smythe. So, with that said, congrats to the Penguins on winning your Stanley Cup once again. And we will be back on July 2nd. We will be covering the NHL Awards, the NHL Draft, and the first day of free agency, and then we're going to go on break until September when we start covering the World Cup of Hockey. As always, I'm Michael Lindenbaum. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at Experience Hockey and on Facebook at facebook.com/experiencehockeytalk. And of course on SoundCloud, look up X75 Productions. And as always, we're brought to you by The Tillkill in Frederick, Maryland. The Tillkill Pub and Eatery, located 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland, comes to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tillkill Girls. For more on Tillkill Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And until July 2nd, when we do our final podcast episode of the 2015-16 season, I will see you on the ice.